Welcome back to the world of Sheikhar Akum. We began to explore Sheikhar Akum a little bit last week. Intriguing core Gemara, and one mysterious Tosos, and one very, very rich, multi-layered, stacked Tosos. You remember the Gemara told us in Lamed Aleph on Beis, well, the first thing we saw is that it's not in the Mishnah. Tanaim, don't talk about it. The Gemara does. The Amoraim do. Several blocks before the official list of Machalos Asuras, the Mishnah Lamed Hei Amud Beis, several blocks before that, Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, the Gemara had said, "V'tema Amru, V'tema Asur Sheikha Shal Akum." Why did they forbid it? Machlokas Amoraim. Yitzchak says Chasnas. Rav Nachman says Gili. And Rishonim point out that this machlokas seems like the Gemara itself seems to indicate that this machlokas seems to be coming to Maskana. Right? Rav Nachman was worried about Gili. We began to talk about that a little bit last time. It was a concern that Tanam Rei speak about the Mishnayos and the Amram talk about the Gemara, that water or certain other liquids left uncovered may pick up some snake venom. And there was a time there was a concern. Doctors of the time were worried that the snake, if you swallow snake venom, it can be toxic. The Tanam and Amoraim laid out the rules for guidelines for how to avoid a problem of Gili, how to avoid the sakana of uncovered liquids. We touched on last time, maybe we'll come back to it if in the future we get to Kuf Tazayin, the Siman about risky foods, it was a little more. There is a discussion we've shown him about Gili not applying either in areas such as the Baliatosis in France and Germany and our New Jersey, where there, you know, venomous snakes are rare, or maybe they mean more broadly, not just that we live in a different place where there aren't venomous snakes, you live in a different time at which modern medicine does not see a concern in this. Whatever it is, you and I are not generally concerned about Gilui, Machlokas Rishonim. There are those who are Machmer Eretz Yisrael, even those who are Machmer in New Jersey, but I think it's pretty rare. Okay, the one issue the Gemara says, maybe there's a Gilui concern. But over the course of the Gemara, you realize we don't accept Rav Nachman, it's not a Gilui concern. Rav Papa, the later Amoraim, Rav Papa, Rav Acha, or Rav Achoi, they were willing to drink Sheikhar Akum or not, depending on the location. By the way, the fact that location matters means it's obviously not Gilui. The food itself is not inherently treif, nor inherently dangerous. But it is rather, as Rav Yitzchak said, a concern of chasnus, similar to what the Gemara had said about many of the machalos asuras that appear in the Mishnah. That pas akum is because of chasnus. Shemen akum, the old gzeir of shemen akum, is because of chasnus. Yein akum, yeinam is because of chasnus. Most Rishonim say Bishul Akum because of Chasnas. So the Maskan of the Amoraim is that's true for Sheikhar as well. It's a concern of Chasnas, the Gemara says, since only concern of Chasnas, so we're only Choshesh. We'll see later on a Chumra. Right now we have a Kula. The Kula is, at some locations, it's not such a problem. You're only forbidden to drink Sheikhar Akum in a location where it's particularly a concern. Where is there particularly a concern? So Rav Papa said, you're in the Beis HaNachri, that's a concern. Once you leave the Beis HaNachri, Rav Acha was more Machmer, bring the Sheikhar all the way back to my own home. If Papa was willing to drink the Sheikhar Akum outside, just as long as not in the Beis HaAkum, not in the Akum's private home, not in that Nachri's drinking house or pub or bar. All of those, Sheikhar Akum was Asr be Beis HaNachri. You might have seen the Ramban that is shared. Ramban, the Ran has this in the back of the Rif, but he's quoting the Ran and the Ritzva both have it. It's part of a larger conversation that the Ramban has. Remember that the short Tosfos here, but the Ma Asru, Tosfos that I pointed out, doesn't appear in the Mishnah, doesn't appear in the Braisa. Maybe the Amoraim forbade it. Dibra Amasal Mipnei. So We saw that Tosis last time, and it's intriguing, as though he's trying to go somewhere with this. Where is he trying to go? So he's trying to go, the later Rishonim explain a little bit, the Ran, the Ritva. Ramban explains more. He says, you know what's interesting? The significance of this is a later Agzera. So what do we just say? We just said, well, it's Mishum Chasnus, and that's why it's Mutter Shalom Beis HaNachri. Is that always the way it works with the Isur Mishum Chasnus? Bishalakum is Mutter Shalom Beis HaNachri? Yeinak is Mutter Shalom Beis HaNachri? As a matter of fact, the Rabban points out, we had a Gemara, one of the opening Gemaras of Pasachim, the last thing that we had learned, remember the Gemara, the Baal Lamehem of Beis, the end of the first Sugya of Pas, you want to talk back and forth, are there certain coolers one can introduce or not? The very bottom of Laman Hamad Beis, Avo was a man who was very learned. He was a somewhat questionable in terms of his Yir HaShamayim. That's the impression you get. Laman Hamad Beis. Avo have a manchis. Manchis is nochash, he bit. That's a tough in Aramaic corresponding to a shin in Hebrew. And manchis va'achel pas abe metzri. He would eat the Pasachim at the near the borders of this city limits. Amelu Ravi Tamer of Nachman Yitzchak Lo Tishtov Bahadei Deiva Dekaachol Lachmada Armoi. You either shouldn't speak with him or you shouldn't quote the very Torah in his name. The different Rishonim explain different ways. The very bottom of Lamed Hamed Beis. So. The Rav Nachman Yitzchak or Rava said that's terrible. He's violating the Dindra Ban of Pasachim. It was not a situation where Pasachim was mutter. It wasn't Palter or whatever the details were there. No, it was a situation where it was a Pas Baal Batim, whatever it is. It was a forbidden Pasachim. So they said even though he's going out of the city limits, still a problem. Still a problem, and it seems like it sounds as though they were censuring him for it. Ostracize him in some way. So the Ramban says, I don't understand. Because Mamash outside the city limits, the Pasachim is Aster. Here we say, just take it on the base on Nachri, it opens up its mutter, but they're both Mishum Chasnas. The Gemara was Beferish on the base that passes Mishum Chasnas. So how do you make sense of that? Let's talk to the Pshat. So Ramban says, look, there are a number of different approaches. So the Ramban starts with two ideas that appear later quoted by the Ran, and then he gives the Ravid's approach, and then he quotes Tosis. First he says, well, maybe there's more of it. Maybe Pas is particularly chasna sensitive. Why? Number one, everyone's eating bread back in the day. It was a staple. Beer wasn't a staple. Maybe there's more of a concern by Pas. Number two, interesting svara, he says, who makes the bread? You see from the Mishnayos, we saw this in the Sugya Pas, Bishul and Pas as well, the meat was being typically grilled by men, but the bread was baked by women. I think Maseches Challah is probably the only Masechta in all of Shas, or one of the only Masechtas in all of Shas, that's primarily B'lashon HaKeva, because the vast majority of bread baking was done by women. Ramban says, oh! So if most of the bread baking is done by women, there's more of a concern of Chasnas. Interesting take on Chasnas. Says, okay, maybe Pas has a heightened sense of concern of Chasnas because it's such a staple. Maybe it's a heightened sense of Chasnas because the bacon is done by one. And he says, the Ravid, who lived a generation or two before the Ramban, he said, it's not that Pas is so terrible, it's that Shechar is less extreme. How so? So the Ravid says, we don't really mean that Shechar is a concern of Chasnas. We don't mean that drinking beer will lead to socializing. We just mean that if you drink beer, you may end up drinking wine, and wine is asim mishum chasnas. Ramban says, I don't buy that. But the Ramban does say there is another argument to be made for why Shechar is a lower level. Right? Again, first two approaches where pas is a particularly high level, either because it's such a staple, more because extra concern of chasanai pas because it's a staple, or extra concern of chasanai pas because the production of pas is a more female-heavy process. Or the Ravid says, no, it's not that sheikher, it's not that pas is so terrible, sheikher is more kal, because it's, there isn't really, it's just as gzeira to yayin. Yeah. Then it goes, nimuke chachme atzarfasim, the Balyatosis. They say, sheikher is a lower level, you know why? Because it's only a gzeiras ha'acharonim. It's not tanam, it's just amaron. That's Tosis. Tosis didn't explain what they were driving at. Our Tosis just has one line. So just a gzeira of the amaron. And therefore, Ramban says, well, in the other works of the Balya Tosis, they explain that one afkamina, that we'll see more, but for now, one afkamina is, that's why it's not so severe. And that's why, therefore, it's only Aser Beveis HaNachri. Because it's a later Gzer. And he even has a line, Nirib Shem Bepezem Mekilim Bo Shlo Nesar Bebezdin. He says, Sheikha Rishonim, Rishon lost Rumi Olam. The Tanam never forbade it. Acharonim Nohogu Bo Chashash Chasmas. Okay, a minute. It wasn't even a formal takana. Remember when we saw Tosfos, we would notice his language. V'shema b'meha amaram asaruhu. Wait. So he said, what do you mean, shema? It is asar. The Gemara says asar. So if it wasn't from the Tanam, it must be the amaram. Yeah. So you begin to appreciate, Rabban already starts unpacking more. When his Tanam don't have as a formal gzera, so we're not even sure the amaram say, do they mean like a gzera of the amaram, or just, you know, minig Yisrael? And you look in the Rashba, which you have, and here there are more copies if you want. I just snagged the copies that, thank you, had been downstairs in the lobby.
I have one already.
Yeah, this is page 80, Mem on the Days. This is, we had been spending time, Pasach and Vishalach, and had been in an earlier Bayis Revi, I think it was, or Bayis Shlishi. Now we're in Bayis Chamishi. Bayis Chamishi is about Yain. Bayis Revi is about Taruvas and other issues. Bayis Chamishi is about Yain. The end of Sharishin of Bayis Chamishi, he switches from Yain to Sheikher before going back to Halachas of Yain. So you see the way he's in the middle of the page, at the arrow, the bracket, Sheikher Shalv de Gilulim, Aser, what does he say? Harchaka Yaseira Nahagu Bamashum Chasnus. The Rajba seems to be building off of his Rebbe the Rambam. It's an extra Harchaka. Lefika Chena Osra Ela Bishtia Kishlaka Shalem. It's like a bishalakum, it's only Isr Shtia, as opposed to Shlaka Zachila, but he means as opposed to Hana, unlike Yain, which is also Bahana. The Kal Tfemi Pash Shlaka Sapashalem. Rajba says it's even more Kal than Bishal and Pas. Bishal and Pas are already more Kal than Yain. Sheikh is even more Kal. The Hana Asr Nafil Beis Shal Yisrael. Once something becomes pas akum bishalakim, you cannot eat it anywhere. You can't even take it home and eat it. But sheikha is only any asr el dafka beveso mamash of the gilul. But you need to bring it to Beis Yisrael, it's mutter. Hotziu lo, you take it outside the store, it's mutter. That's also mutter. He goes on to explain a couple of lines down. He quotes the Gemara we just read. It's even more kal than pasr shlakas. Kamosha Marnu, as we said, right? The pasr shlakas are aster, even maisulei lisrael so obesa, even the basis other aster. Why? So here he explains. Taima, what's the reason why sheikhar is more kal than bishol and pas? Kedamron, de lo shaykh bechasas kulehai. There isn't as much of a concern of chasnus. Why? So the Ramban had been calling sort of what seemed maybe like more incidental and peripheral reasons. Well, who makes the pas? So, but it could be the Rashi was going back to the first point of the Ramban. He says Ramban's first point had been bread is a real staple. The Rashba sort of takes that, maybe adds a little bit of an edge. He says you don't invite people over Sheikhar. What does that remind you of? Where have we seen that svara? Especially like the Rambam had said it. The Rambam defined it. It's a sort of thing that you would invite a friend over. Invite a friend over. It's something mechubah to serve when people come over. So the Rashba says bread would be part of a respectable meal. Shlaka is only talking about something which is al shalachim, but beer, that's not mechubah. Interesting. If you look into, if you explore that, plenty has been written. I discovered over the last week or two in doing some Mamada exploration, Sheikh Rakum, there's a lot has been written about the history of beer, the history of beer making, the history of beer drinking, social customs around beer. There's way too much. It is clear also one of the largest trends is that the social standing of beer has fluctuated over the centuries. There were times when beer was drunk broadly in all strata of society. There were times when beer was seen as a low class drink. I think that's the way I believe that Bizman Hazeh beer is not wine. Right? Beer, you kick back with friends. Maybe some people kick back with friends. Beer is what you drink at the football game. Beer is not what you serve at an elegant function.
However, last week you mentioned that there was a question of whiskeys versus beer.
Good.
You would say that Scotch people would be, that's a very high class.
Okay, good. We're going to have to come back to it. We're headed there next. Worry not. I don't want to segue just yet. I want to unpack this a little more. But you remember, and what I thought you were going to say, is at the end of Tosfos, the last issue he had raised was Bishalakum. Why isn't there Bishalakum and beer? And Tosfos had several solutions. The second solution was, well, the main ingredient is water, and water is Nechal Chai. The first solution, that's why I'll see the bracha is Shahakol, the first solution had been, it's not Ola al Shulchan Malachim. It's not Ola al Shulchan Malachim. So that seems to be what the Rashba is saying also. Maybe that's what the Ramban meant. He says it's not such a concern. So Tosfos was raised in terms of understanding why there's no Bishalachim problem. But it also explains why Sheikhar, the original Isser of Sheikhar Akum, to begin with, it's also an Isser Chasnas, but it's not as much an Isser Chasnas as Shlokos or Pas. Shlokos, by definition, is only such Shlokos that are Ola Shulchan Malachim. And Pas, as Rabban said, it's the staple of every meal. It's going to be served at classy meals also. But beer, eh. So they asked that also a little bit. But since there's less concern of chasnus with sheikhar, certainly less concern than with yain, even less concern than with pas and bishul, so that's why pas and bishul, the rules are more severe. And there's no geographical dispensation. You would say, oh, you eat, bring it to your house and eat it. But sheikhar is less of a concern of chasnus. So then, bebesak, we're worried. But in other words, once it's just Sheikhar, and it's not Bevei Sa'akov, the concern of Chasnas is sufficiently reduced that it's Mutar. And then the Rashba goes on to say another point. Nachamo. Taima at the dot. Here we are seven lines into the Rashba, wide lines of Rashba. Taima Kedamer. Lo Shaykh Be Chasnas Kulei. Lo Mazam Nyele. It's not just a Chasnas concern because it doesn't have the same social value. It doesn't pack the same social punch. It doesn't have the same class as Pastor Bishul, certainly not as Yai. It's interesting because, that's been in Yana Dioma over the last couple of weeks, but beer companies try to burnish their image of being a vehicle for friendship. You talk about having a beer with friends. Some people talk about having a beer with friends. It's interesting but what the Rashba is highlighting, again, I think that's aligned with the Rambam, is the primary concern of Chasnas is not sort of like, casual hanging out with friends. It's more a classy, the concern is more
intimate.
The classy situation, right? The classy situation. And I guess, thinking about a date, having a guy having a beer with other, that stereotypical guy having a beer with other friends, there's some concern of Chasnas. You make friends with an Acher, you may want to be introduced to his sister, his daughter, but not as much of a concern that the Jew is going to have a beer with the Nachris. Whereas the wine, the restaurant, that image could be not just Yisrael with an Achri, one step removed, but even Yisrael with an Achris. Let's just go a little further. And I want to take more questions. The Raj, but then says another angle. He says, and here it comes back to what the Ramban had said at the end, and what the top Tosis is saying. Obeys the Nami lo gazra love. He is explicit about the point that the Ramban had been saying subtly. Not only is there less concern of chasnas, they never actually made, and maybe because there's not such concern of chasnas, they never made a gzera on it. Yisrael kedoshim amru sheyinagu bo iser bibateim shel ovdei avodah zar shel ovdei gilul mishel nachrim laharchaka yiserta mibinoseim. Wow. It's not such a concern of chasnas. It's not a formal iser. It's minhag Yisrael. Minhag Yisrael. So the whole minhag was only b'beis ha'akum. And then he goes on to talk about a diuk in the language of the Gemara. And that's why we say Haydi Darmina b'pneima amru sheikhar shal akum asr. V'lo b'pneima gazru al sheikhar akum. B'pneima amru sheikhar shal akum. Now our girsa b'pneima asru sheikhar shal akum. The Rajma of the girsa b'pneima amru sheikhar shal akum asr. So he said that's a sort of an awkward phrasing. So the answer is, it all fits in. So now that we begin to appreciate this Tosus, that half-liner, Tosus Yamasal Mipnei, says, oh, it's not in the Mishnah, it's not in the Braisa, Shema Bimei Amram Asaru, maybe they asked in the days of Amram, meaning, and on the one hand, as I said when we first learned the Tosus last week, maybe it means, maybe they only asked in the days of Amram, or maybe it was a Xeris Hatam that just never made it into a Braisa. Yeah. Or maybe he means the other direction. Maybe they asked in Deir Zamaram, or maybe even the Amaram didn't asser it. It was just Minig Yisrael. And the Rashba says, okay, so it makes just Minig Yisrael. And that could be one of the reasons why it's less severe. And also because the concern of Chassus is less, and that's why they never asked it. It wasn't as much of a Tzorech. Pas and Bishul is a real Tzorech. They made a Gzeira. Sheikha, a little bit of Milsla Shchicha. The concern of Sheikha, drinking Sheikha, leading to Chasnas, is unlikely enough that it didn't warrant a formal Gzer Drabbana. That's what the Rajba is saying. That's what the Ramban is alluding to, and perhaps Tosis as well. But it became Ungenum, and Minig Yisrael is not random things. Minig Yisrael is a meaningful extension of the system of Halacha. So there is a Chasnas is a real concern, Daraisa. Gzer Meshum Chasnas is a theme in Takanas Chazal. And Minig Yisrael expanded it even to Sheikha. And that's why Rabbi Rashba says, he goes on to say, that's also why you see here sort of the Harchaka Yiserta. Well, Rabbi Acha went even further. He said, it's only Mutter if it's in my house. But he says, Mikra, that's sort of this theme. The whole thing is the Harchaka Yiserta. Question, how far do you go? Okay. But the Rashba goes on to say, Mikra Dimi Pasan like Rav Papa. It's Aser. Whether Midrabanan or Mitam Minig Yisrael, but either way, it's Aser. But only with Beis Ha'akam, once you're outside, it is mutter. Remember, last time we saw Tosas had discussed where else is mutter. If I'm temporarily staying in the lodging by the Nachri, so maybe my room becomes Beis Hashem Yisrael. And if there's a concern of Eva, and Tosas had also said, once we say that it's a mutter outside of Beis Hashem Nachri, even in the Beis Hashem Nachri is mutter ba'akroi ba'aroi, Shulchan Aruch had said. If I'm just there, I'm not really sitting down, I'm just sort of passing through, and I do that rarely, as Tosa said, only when I'm traveling, ba'akroi ba'aroi also is the equivalent of Beis Hashem, equivalent of not Beis Hashem Nachri. It's only us if I'm in the Beis Hashem Nachri in a somewhat substantial way. Okay. So now we begin to appreciate, in the context of the question of where and why, we begin to appreciate more of that small, subtle tosis about Mishnayos versus Amaram. It's also going to come up in terms of the other issue. This little tosis, but it's not in the Mishnayos, not in the Braisos, it's also going to come up in the context of the other big issue, which we had left off last time they want to come back. You remember again this Tosfos, the big Tosfos, the Travayu, had number one said, established Maskana, Sheikh Ra'akam is Aser, Misham Chasnas. And then I proceed to talk about three issues. One is what we just spoke about, the question of where. The third issue was what we mentioned earlier, the question of what else, what other Yisroel could come up, like Bishul Akam. And we'll be coming back to that also at some point. And the second, the middle issue, after where, was what, or which. Which drinks are called Shecher Akam? That's where we left off. Tosis gets us started, and let's see where it takes us. So once again, back in the middle of Tosis Masel V'Travayu, at the halfway mark, one, two, three, four lines down, near the end of the line, Tosis on Laman Aleph on the Beis V'Travayu. Uvichlal din Shecher, included in this Isra of Shecher, Bein Shecher Shal Tamarim, Bein Shecher Shal Tavur. Both date beer and grain beer. And that launched us again to that side point, the last point of, well, dates are obviously not Bishul Akam problem. Once you talk about barley, we have to think of Bishul Akam. But leaving aside that third point, this core middle point of Tosis, the beer includes both Shecher Tamarim and Shecher Shal Tavua. What's he driving at? If you look at the Rosh in the back, it's a fascinating issue. This is maybe the central issue in the halachas of Shecher Akam, more than the question of where, is the question of which drinks are included. I would suggest that there are three or four positions. Three positions in Rishonim. Let's take a look at the Rosh is a good place to Tosis begins it. The Rosh is a good place to expand. Take a look at the Rosh. The Rosh has a single simon about Shecher Akam. With Tezvav. Perek Beis simon Tezvav. Here he begins by quoting the Gemara. Giloi chasnas, it's chasnas, or papa, or vacha, it's vacha hachak yisera. And he explains that similar to what we saw in the other Rishonim, at least part of what we saw in the other Rishonim, we're not as machmer as bread, ki al pas yichi ha'adam, that requires more hachak. Okay. And then he goes on to say what we were talking about in terms of where, it's only bebeis ha'akam, and only if he's kavua. Aval imhayu, that double language that Rama also had. Remember, we saw the Pricharz and Medayik. Aroi Bakroi means, number one, you're not really like sitting down, just passing through, and it's on a rare basis. It's not a regular thing. You're not on a regular basis even going in and standing. That's Lo Gazru. And here the Rush adds a fantastic line of historical intrigue. Chen Hayu Nogim Kol Gedole Eretz Ha'i. All the Gedolim of exactly, the land of the island. So the truth is, when I first saw this quoted, I thought it meant Cyprus. But then I should have realized that Rush is more likely talking about England than Cyprus. Rush was a German. And then he moved to Spain. You look in the bottom here, in the Pupula Harifta, he tells you, in case you're wondering what that is, Eretz Ha'i Osnun, Shamati Yeshua Iha Gadol Shebiyam Shekorin Angleteria, Veloshin Ashkaz, England. There you go. So Rush says in Britain apparently drinking beer was a British practice for a very long time.
Irish.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. Perhaps. So that may have been part of it. That's right. That's right. We are not sure which of the isles, which of the British Isles, but the island land. Eretz E is island land, isle land. So he says, yeah, there were early Baliatosis in England until England kicked out all of its Jews. So they were makel. They were makel to you could go baroy bakroy but they sakam was also went. Okay. Then he says, how about a honey? How about honey? How about honey? So let's actually take a look. We'll go what seems like it's out of order, but it's actually in order. See the Haggah Sashri on the side? In the little letters. The Haggah. That's Haggah Sashri. He's a later a later Ashkenazi Rishon who collected Haggos in general were collections. There was a style of Sefer writing during the later Ashkenazi Rishonim to take an earlier code, an earlier Sefer Halacha, and add more footnotes of adding more of the Psakim of different Ashkenazi Rishonim. The most famous of the Haggos is the Rama on Shulchan Aruch, which the Bach actually refers to as the Haggos. We always call it Rama. Rama is the man. Bach referred to as the Haggos Shulchan Aruch. You have the Haggos Maimini and the Bar of the Rambam. Haggos Maimini, Haggos of the Rama and Shulchan Aruch are both taking a Sephardi Sefer and adding the Ashkenazi view. Here, the Haggos Ashri is taking the Rush, who is already Ashkenazi, but adding more of the Ashkenazi. So sometimes he's adding things that are later than the Rush, but often he's actually adding Rishonim that are earlier than the Rush, that the Rush may not have quoted, at least not directly. That's what's going on over here in the Haggos Ashri. Take a look. Very, in just a few lines, he gives you a lot. The Sefer HaTruma, according to the Sefer HaTruma, Sefer HaTruma is one of the early Baalei HaTosfos. I believe he's one of the four main Talmidim of the Ri, Rabbeinu Baruch. And we came across him in other parts of Yeridei also. Rabbeinu Baruch, Sefer HaTruma, he wrote a Sefer Halacha. Probably one of the, maybe the first Sefer Halacha written by the Baalei HaTosfos, the Sefer HaTruma, Talmud of the Ri. Sefer HaTruma Matir HaDevash, Afilu Beis HaAkum. He says, med, wine, made from honey, that's okay. That's not shecher. Because that's not as socially significant as shecher. So that's what Rabbeinu Baruch said. Rabbeinu Baruch said that mashke dvash is mutter. Vav alef nun, here means not v'inam, it's v'eino nire. La'or Zeruah. The Or Zeruah didn't agree. Zeruah was also one of the early German Baalei HaTosfos. The Or Zeruah disagreed with Rabbeinu Baruch. V'lo shari devash. Ela b'veisol v'lo b'veisakim. Or Zeruah held you're only allowed to drink med in the Jew's home, but not in the Goy's home. In other words, it is Sheikh Rakim. Any Sheikh Rakim is mutter b'veis Yisrael. Mem Aleph Zayin is Mei Or Zeruah. Adkan Hagah. So it goes Arshi Kotz, what do we have here? Machlokas early Chachmei Ashkenaz, several generations before the Rush. The Rush is in the 1300s, the end of the Chachmei Ashkenaz. Back in the 1100s, there's already Machlokas, they made a Baruch and the Or Zeruah. What's the story with other drinks? Tosfos said, you can't have beer. You can't have beer, you can't have date beer, you can't have barley beer. But how about other drinks? How about med? So Machlokas. Rabbeinu Baruch said, med is fine, it's not shecher, that's not as significant. While Al-Zeruah said, no, it's also a problem. Interesting. So Al-Zeruah is taking a more expansive approach here. Even if it's not really beer, other significant drinks. So with that in mind, let's go back to the Rush. The Rush, now, two generations after this machlod already exists for a while. What's the story of the Dvash? So the Rush takes a stand and he gives up shot. As a matter of fact, he jumps in to a Mishnah later. Remember it said the Mishnah Lamed Hey had the list of all the things which are mutter b'hana but asr b'achila, all the machal yakim which are asr to eat or drink, like pasakim, like bishul and so forth. The next Mishnah Lamed Tesam in days had said, here are the things which are actually mutter. The following items are mutter even to eat and drink. Eilu mutar and b'achila, the following items are even kosher. Chol shechalav ha'akim yisrael ra'ehu. If you have a non-Jewish dairy farmer, but he has a Jewish mashkiach, so that's fine. The Jew doesn't have to actually milk the cow, as long as he's keeping track of what's going on. Mutter to drink. The hadvash, and honey. Honey. So the Gemara says, honey, what would be the problem? Gemara explains, there's no problem. We're not worried about non-kosher ingredients getting mixed in because they would typically ruin the honey. We're not worried about bishul akum, because it's edible raw. And we're not worried about the trefa kalim, because trefa kalim actually would ruin the honey. So honey is an item that doesn't require hashkach, at least betkufas chazal. The way their food technology worked, honey did not have any problems. So the Rosh says, The Mishnah said that honey is mutter. The Gemara ran, ticked off. Oh, it's no problem of non-kosher ghee, no problem non-kosher kelim, no problem bishalakum. So the Rush says, what do you mean by honey? Hainu mashke sha'osa midvash. That doesn't mean actual honey. They meant med. The Mishnah said that med is kosher. And, one second, why is it kosher? Why isn't it shechar akum? Now, how did the Rush even know they're talking about med as opposed to honey? Apparently, the assumption was that actual honey wasn't typically cooked. But in making, turning honey into med, honey wine, you would end up cooking. So if we're talking about bishul, it must be we're talking about the drink. So the question is, well, what does that tell you? What happened to Sheikh Harakim? So the Rosh says, the Hadash Arleith Masnisen. So the fact that the Mishnah says Mutter, why didn't it say Sheikh Harakim? Hainu Lishtoso, the Veso Shal Yisrael. Ah! They mean it's Mutter, Beveis Yisrael, like any other Bishol issue. Yeah, it's not Bishol Akim. But Avadah, Beveis Akim, is also Mishnah Sheikher. So at this point, who is the Rush? Which position is Rush accepting? He's saying that fundamentally, is Sheikher Akim relevant by Med? Yeah. Right? Why the Mishnah is Mutter? Oh! Answer number one is we talk about Beveis Yisrael. In other words, he's at least initially adopting the Arzaruah. The Sheikh Harakim applies to non-beer drinks also. And the Rush is bothered. So why is the Mishnah telling me that Dvash is Mutter? But why is there Sheikh Harakim? Answer number one, we mean Bebeis or Shal Yisrael, like any other Sheikh Harakim. And answer number two, he would come back once again to that little teeny tiny tosis. What other answer could you give? Why would the Mishnah say that Med is Mutter? Why did the Mishnah say it's an Isser of Sheikh Harakim? Historical answer number two. Yeah, they didn't have an Isser Sheikh Harakim. Exactly. Sheikh Alonessa, Bimei Atanan. In the days of the Rome, they forbade it. So, Kisha Astru HaSheikher, Astru Gama Tvash, in a Harami. When the Amram forbade Sheikh, they forbade Med also. So then the Rush wants to know, why didn't the Gemara Laman Aleph mention it? So he gives a fascinating historical, socio-cultural answer. He says, the Mishnayis, or in Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara, Tom Bavli is Bavo. Specifically, that sugya there is Amaroi Bavo. It's Rav Papa. It's Rav Nachman. He says, when they forbade the beer, they forbade med also. El Shabbat Bavo, Hay Matzeh Sheikha Yoser. In Bavo, the beer was more common. So they spoke about beer. The Tana, we're talking about med, because apparently, sounds like Rush is implying, in Eretz Yisrael, they drank more dvash than sheikher, and above all, they drank more sheikher than dvash. So the Mishnah talks about dvash, the Gemara talks about sheikher, but it's just all the same thing. It's non-wine beverages. The Mishnah says it's mutter because they hadn't forbidden it yet. Or even if they had forbidden it, at least outside Beis HaAkim is mutter. And the Gemara says aser. Wow. So who does the Rush hold like? About non-beer drinks? Clearly, Aser. He's very clear that he does not even raise the Havamina of the Rabbeinu Baruch. That's only Dafka beer. No, he thinks they're a Pashan. It's all the same. Beer, med. Oh, yeah. No, I'm wrong. In Babel, they had more beer. They spoke about beer. It's so clear that he's assuming it's all B'chad Damachta. The Rosh is clearly aligned with the Ar Zarua. Rabbeinu Baruch says, no. Rabbeinu Baruch says, no, dafka sheikher means sheikher. Sheikher doesn't include non-sheikher drinks. Let's take a look at another haggos.
Wouldn't the Rush still agree if it's in your bait house, it doesn't matter though?
Yeah. That's true for mamish beer too.
No, I'm talking about other drinks. Like you would say it's the same thing in your own house. You could have...
Yeah, that's what he said. Right. Of course, if he's taking a dara parsha like the Ar Zarua, the German approach, perhaps. The Rush and Arzur are both Germans, as opposed to Baruch was French. The Rush is to take their approach like the Arzur. Of course, Sheikher means non-wine beverages in general. But But they said, why? What the Mishnah said it's mutter? Yeah, the Beis Yisrael is mutter. Shecher also is mutter Beis Yisrael. That was Rav Papa. Take a look at the Haggadah of Maimon in the bottom of the Rambam. Kasev b'sefer truma, os nun agos maimoni. He also coined Rabbein Baruch. Mistama lak echelet ben shecher shel tamar mal shecher shel tvur. There's probably interesting. Probably no difference between fruit beer and barley beer. And that's what Tosis would say. But Tosis is coined the sefer Rabbein Baruch that barley beer is aser, but as Hagos Ashri and Hagos Maimon go on to quote, Rabbeinu Baruch had said, by the other end, Dvash v'shar mashkir mutter. If it's only beer, there are different types of beers, but if it's not a beer, if it's a med or maybe an apple cider, then it's mutter. V'chein, who else agrees with Rabbeinu Baruch? That's only beer? Sefer HaMitzvahs. Sefer HaMitzvahs, I believe the reference is to the smog, the Sefer HaMitzvahs Gadol. Rabbeinu Moshe Mikutzi, who is also, by the way, French. Seem to see a pattern here. And the French Baliotosis held his Dafka beer. Hitter Dvash Vashar Mashkim. And by the way, he was also Matir Yein Tapuchim. Apple wine. Cider.
Does that
have
to
do
with Chashimish, or is it
has to do with Meshakri or something? Well, Dvash is also, the med also has alcohol, and the Yein Tapuchim presumably means alcoholic, hard apple cider. Now, Yein Tapuchin is interesting. So we're really trying to see. Let's just recap before we build further. We're seeing the Gemara says Sheikh Rakam is Aser. Okay, whether it's Isser from the days of Tanag or like the only Isser days of Ram, or maybe even Ramban Rash, but maybe even Tosis. It's not a formal Takana, but it's more of a Minig Yisrael. Either way, it's less severe, but it's Aser Bebeis Ha'akum. But what Sheikh? So Tosus, based on Rabbeinu Baruch, says Shecher is not limited to just dates, it's even barley beer, but how about non-beers? That's a machlokus. Rabbeinu Baruch and the Smag, the French we show him say, only beer. Dvash is mutter. The Ashkenazim, I mean German we show him, or Zeruah and the Rush, they say, no, Shar Mashmer also a problem. And you know where, by the way, where this is going. We're not unpacking just yet, but there are other non-beer beverages aside from med and apple cider. Like how about
vodka, whiskey,
coffee, chocolate milk. Okay, we're not there yet. The achron because the Rishon didn't have coffee and chocolate milk. When you get the page Shulchan Aruch, all of a sudden you hear a lot about coffee and chocolate. Well, we're getting there. Yeah, but we want to expand that. The survey of Rishonim first before we get Shulchan Aruch.
I'm a base. Like,
oh, so Gevaldik.
Like, if the Rush is anything other than then why is the Gemara then so specific?
Gevaldik. Mem. You want to look at Mem?
Yeah.
Mem. Mem. Let's take a look at Mem together. Thank you. Mem, because they're perfect. Now, those Magni just told us that the Mekilim, the French Mekilim, the Smag, said, yeah, you're allowed to drink med. You're allowed to drink Yein Tapuchin, like the Rambam said, the Machari, the Rambam said Yein Tapuchin is mutter. And Taka he did.
Which Ahmed?
Mem Ahmed Beis, the very end of the second parrot. The middle of a different conversation about a different topic, talking initially about buying grasshoppers, okay, but we're not focused on grasshoppers right now, for a wide variety of reasons. Here in the narrow lines, right opposite where Rashi switches over from Perek Beis to Perek Gimel, right opposite the Hadron Lach and Rashi, Yein Tapuchin, see that? V'chein Yein Tapuchin, they tell on the side, this is a Tosefta, in Avodah Zarah. They're in the middle of a Braisa. Tosefta says, Yein Tapuchin Shalakum, you're buying apple cider from the Nachri. So you have to figure out if it has wine in there or not. As the Braisa Ray said about the Chagavim, you're buying grasshoppers from the non-Jews. If you're a Jew who knows how to recognize the difference between a kosher species and non-kosher species, you see it's a kosher species, right? And grasshoppers, like fish, unlike animals and poultry, don't need shechita. So just that you could you know, I don't. If the non-Jew could catch the fish, I see that it has fins and scales. I see it has scales, I'm good to go. The non-Jew caught the grasshopper. I see all the simanim of a kosher species. Should be fine. But the Bryce says, well, you have to fair. They're selling it here, they're selling it there. Sometimes, depending on what the presentation is, from the barrel, from the store, from the shelf, you have to figure out if they're concerned that they added wine. If they added wine to... obviously, it's a problem. Yeah, exactly. So if they added wine to season, to pickle, then of course it's strafe. But if it's just straight up grasshoppers in water, so that's fine. Then the Bryce says, you're buying apple cider from the Nachri, so it depends. If you buy it from the warehouse, so then it's just straight apple cider, it's fine. You're buying from a different type of presentation, then there's a concern they may have mixed in wine. And the Gemara goes on to quote another Bryce, a whole story. Pamachas Chash Rebbe Memeyev, Rebbe Yehuda Nasi, once had a terrible stomach upset. And he asked, does anyone know, Kum Yesh Adam Sheodeya Yein Tapuch Shal Ovde Kacham Asr Mutter? He apparently understood that apple cider would be therapeutic for his stomach, but he wasn't sure if it was kosher. Does anyone know if it's mutter to drink the non-Jewish apple cider? So Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi was a Talmud of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, but his father was Rabbi Yossi. He was a generation before. So he says, my father, Rabbi Yossi, once had a bellyache, and they brought him Yain Tapuach Shel Akum, and he drank it, and it was gewaldic. Yain Tapuach Shel Akum Shel Ayin Shana. Wow, 70-year-old apple cider. Pretty intense. This is top shelf. Top shelf blue label apple cider. So Rabbi Yossi, the time Rabbi Yossi drank it, and it's rapi. Says, wow, thank you so much. He drinks it, gewaldic. Baruch HaMakom Shemaster Olam L'Shomer. He said, he saw the, presumably it means he saw the Hashgacha Pratis, that at the moment that he was in pain and was clearing the Shaila, it happened to be that just the specific Talmud who knew that he had the Masorah on this question was there. Shaila. But what do you see from the Gemara? What's clear from the whole Gemara is that Yain Tapuchin is only... the only concern with the Intapuchin is there any added grape wine? Okay, we understand. Regular Yain Akum is a problem. But the Yain Tapuchin itself is not a problem.
Even if it's Batal B'Shishim, like Yain doesn't...
So we'll get to how much. We'll get to how much. We're not ready for Sherry Casks. Sherry Casks just yet. They're probably going to get in there, I think, perhaps next week. Look at the clock. Okay, maybe we'll touch it a little bit. We'll see how far we get. But the Gemara says Yain Tapuchin is mutter, right? So what do you see from that? So that's another raya, the French approach, that Shar Mashmah are not a problem. Now, and indeed the Smag Taka said that. He said, yeah, the Shar Mashmah and Drash Mutter is just like Yain Tapuchin.
You could be talking about the basis,
right?
People don't go out when they're sick.
Gevaldik, number one, it's basis Shal Yisrael. Number two, you have the Rosh's Ha'ara, that this is Tanan. This is Tanan. So this may not necessarily... Yeah, they didn't have this issue. That's what we're saying. It was only developed in the days of Amram.
Yeah, but they said that the first part of the Brisa was it matter if you got it from the storehouse. You didn't say there you could only drink it in... The story was...
Okay, good.
It was a story.
Good. Fair enough. The first Brisa didn't. On the other hand, the Rosh had given... So both Teirutz and the Rosh had for the Mishnah Lamates, you could use here for Daf Mem. Right? The Rosh had first said, well, maybe when the Mishnah says Devash, even the abstract, they mean assuming it's not Bebeis Oshal Nachri. So you could say that for Yain Tapuchin also. Or yeah, this is Rosh's second answer, which is, yeah, the Tanam didn't have any concern of Sheikh Rakhba, only the Amoram introduced it. Now, we look back at Hagos Maimini when he quotes the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Smag, who was marshaling Yain Tapuchin as a subtle mucker for the kula of the French, he says, "Ki Rabbeinu haMechaber uMishmo." It's not just that the Gemara says Yain Tapuchin is mutter; it's that the Mechaber, the Rambam, says it. Like the Mechaber uMishmo, and the Smag actually quotes, "Oh, the Rambam says Yain Tapuchin is mutter." Now, in other words, the Smag was saying, "We have an Ilam Gadol, the Matirim, that those who are Matir Sharmashkin." The Rambam is on our side. He's also Matir Sharmashkin. After all, the Rambam quotes Yain Tapuchin. So you want to tell me in the days of the Tanoim and Tepuch and Mocha is one thing, but the Rambam quotes the Halacha. Okay, that's very significant. By the way, as an aside, I believe the Smag, part of the historical significance of the Smag, Sefer Mitzvah's Go was one of the Sifri Halacha written by the Baal HaTosfos. I mentioned Sefer Truah is probably the first. One of the significance of the Smag, unique historical significance, is I believe he's the first Ashkenazi to quote the Rambam extensively. He, I think, main historians see the Smag as the one who brought the Piskei HaRambam into Torah's Ashkenaz. Okay, so he often is quoting Rambam, and here he says, there's a Machlokes, Ashkenaz Rishonim, I have a riot from a Rambam. Let's examine the Rambam a little bit. Let's take a look. Here he says, various things you cannot do. Halachatas. He says, can't drink with them. Pasakum, Bishalakum, Ketzad, Halachiyud. Here, ain shosin shecher shalahen, shaosim and atamar v'ata'inim. You cannot drink the beer that they make from dates, from figs, v'chayotze ben. Interesting. They ain't also makam mechira, so get all your oster in the place where you buy it, be heavy sheikh with beis, so is mutter. Ikhagzer is shami yisera, so really why they may come to have a whole meal with it. And then he goes on to say, Allah hirav, okay. Well, sounds like this is a strong position. I should mention even more. So far, we said we have two positions, right? We have the Machmirim, the Chachmei Ashkenaz, the Germans say even non-beer is aser, dvash and dvash. Maybe in Tapuchin. Then you have the Mekilim, the French. Abeinu Baruch in the Sefer HaTruma, the Rei Moshe Mekutzi in the Smag, and maybe the Rambam. He said, non-beer is mutter. There's even a more Mekel position. What's the even more Mekel position? Where is there room for an even more Mekel position? If I told you that Tosfos, Abeinu Baruch, is a centrist, because the second thing the Rabbeinu Baruch had said is, well, non-beer is awesome. But the first thing he had said was, what Tosfos had quoted, beer is aser, sorry, non-beer is mutter, but beer is aser, vein shecher shal tamar vein shal tavua. As soon as you read that Tosfos, you were thinking in your head, meaning I could have said otherwise. I could have said only fruit. Who taka says that? The Rush didn't, the Tosfos didn't quote, the Rush didn't quote, the Mordechai did. If you looked at the Mordechai, you saw, the Mordechai is harder to find. Tough Yud Tes. You're looking at page Mem Aleph in the second column. Page Mem Aleph. He quotes, Sefer Hey Gimel, if you mean Sefer Halachas Gedolos, maybe we should read Mem Gimel, the Smag. Also, Gam B'Shecher Shalom, he said, even our beer is Aser. Even our beer. As opposed to what? Why would our beer be Mutter? The Chasav, the Ein Chilot Bein Shecher Shal Tvuel, Shecher Shal Tamar. There's no distinction between grain beer and fruit beer, date beer. But he said earlier, someone disagreed, right before the letters tough your test. Kosar Rabbeinu Avia Ezri, the Rav Yah, Mishum Sefer Yah, Shalom like Koin Rabbeinu Tam, Sheikha Shalano Arabir, Emo Shem Chasnas, Emo Shem Shuli Akum. What do you mean? What do you mean? Our beer is not a Sheikha Akbro. What does that mean? Kolshkein B'dvash Mutter. But the Sefer Hey Gimel, he says, our Sheikha is Aser. So the Achron point out what's going on here is Rav Yah is the one who was even more makel than Tosfos Rabbeinu Baruch. We said, then we say Sheikher, we only mean Talmudic Sheikher, the date beer. So who has date beer? Date beer. That's only, that's, So now you have three positions. The most makel position, the narrowest definition, is this Ravya. The whole Isser is only Talmudic beer, which means basically Sheikh Rachman's relevant. That's what the Ravya said. Practically speaking, no Isser Sheikh Rachman's Mazda. Who drinks date beer? But the Tosfos says, no, that's an extreme position in the Ravya. Like, that's extreme cooler. Rabbeinu Baruch didn't like it. Tosfos doesn't like it. No. Beer doesn't just mean date beer. It even means what we drink. Barley beer. But then the question is, maybe you could expand even further. The most machmir position, which is the Or Zeruah and the Rosh, but not Rabbeinu Baruch, and not what's it called? Not the smog, is not only we're not just talking about date beer, we're not just talking about beer, we're talking about non-wine beverages. Even med is usher. Now, how about yin tapuchim?
But they're all alcoholics,
though. Okay,
because med is still alcoholic.
Good. So good. Let's take a look. Now, let's talk about the yin tapuchim.
I was wondering if the Rav Yoh gets it from the Gemara that we skipped, the one where it's like that some places where it was like the sheikhar because of the gzeira of the yayin, that that maybe he gets it has to be something that's like a much more similar to wine.
Okay.
So date beer is like maybe. a date wine. Like a brand, it's closer to a brand. So he's like,
it's fruit.
What does beer have anything to do with wine? I mean, I'm taking the alcohol part out because like I feel like those times it must not have the alcohol, since wine was a normal beverage, they had a much higher content. The alcohol was more
common. Also, we mentioned last time the wine that they drank was diluted. Incredibly diluted. It was like
what
a wine.
What I'm saying is, I think they 3% have, alcohol. They 3% have a much more diluted tolerance to alcohol. Is my assumption because
could
wine
be.
Was their staple, and so. But so what I was saying is beer, like a date wine, a date brandy is much closer to a.
To wine.
To
yeah,
wine.
That's interesting.
Why you would think maybe...
You're saying, who do we see before who said... Oh, that was the Ravid, right? The Ravid said, Sheikh, remember that Sheikh leads to chas, is that Sheikh will lead you to yayin. So you're saying, for that Ravid, we understand maybe the Rav Yoh is aligned to the Ravid. Sheikh is really Mishom yayin. So it has to be similar. Maybe it's an interesting svar. Now, but let's go back to the Rambam, because there's actually something very... Before we take it to Shulchan Aruch, let's go back to the Rambam a little bit. The Smaga tried to argue that the Rambam is in his camp. Yeah, he says Yin Tapuch is Mutter. You see, it's only Sheikha. I would argue Punk Fakert. Because let's actually take a look back. Halachas Yud and Yud Aleph are the details of Hilchas Sheikha Rakam. Yud Beis already goes on to, I believe, to Pasa and then to Bishon. But let's go back to Halacha Tess. Because as we've seen many times in the past, the Rambam is very, very organized. And he will, on a Daraisa level, lay out, okay, I'm talking about the following mitzvahs, and then let me elaborate on them. Even when he deals with Drabbanans, he'll often do that. And here's one of those cases. The beginning of this parak had been about other issues. This is the final parak of Halachas Machalos Asur. So he'd been talking about Tfilas Kelim and Hagalas Kelim, and then Halachatet, first eight halachas, Hilchas Kelim, Kelim Shal Nachum. And now he turns to Yesham Halachates, Yesham Devarim Acherim. There are other items. Asuruos on Chachamim, which Chachamim forbade. Al Bishainli Sur and Eker Minat Torah. There's no root Minat Torah. It's not that you're worried that it has some tray for food mixed into it. Gazur Alein Kedelis Rachek Minat Gaim. Ad Shlo Yisarv Ben Yisrav Yavo Lechasses. In other words, he's introducing a notion that there are items which are also not because of concern of ingredients, but because of a siyag, the food itself is kosher, but it may lead you to chasnas. See, this is his table of contents. And he's going to lay out table of contents for much of the rest of the parak. Here he goes, Ve'elu Hein. He's very clear. He's about to give you a list. Number one, Asher L'shtosi, Ma'en Afil Makam She'en L'chosh Yain Nesach. You're not allowed to drink with them, even if you're not worried that the wine is treif. Number one. Number two, Asur Lechal Pitan Obishulayan. You cannot have Pasakam or Bishulakam. I feel welcome Shayin Lachosh the Giulayan, even with no concern of treif ingredients or of treif kale. Okay, so that's the table of contents. Drinking with a Nachinida, no Yain Nesach, and Pas and Bishul. Now then what does he talk about? So you expect to see drinking with a Nachim, Pas and Bishul. So indeed, Halachas Yud, he begins with Lo yishta adam v'siba shal gayim. You shouldn't drink with nachrim who are drinking. Even though the wine you drink is mevushal, there's no concern of ma'agak. Eon Esther cannot become us. Or shonos mikayev levadar. I brought my BYOB. I brought my own bottle. Still, I'm not allowed to drink with a nachrim who are drinking, even though I'm drinking kosher wine. I have my own bottle. But if it was rova mesibi yisrael, then it's mutter. This iser is when it's primarily a non-Jewish group. Primarily a Jewish group, that is mutter. Where does this come from? So the Gemara had earlier in Daf Ches a din that you're not allowed to join the Nachir for his wedding. Or has a discussion about that. And then can't join the wedding party. And then, but that was more of a concern that there may be Avodah Zarah elements. Then Daf Lamed, the Gemara again had raised this issue of the Jews and non-Jews drinking together. Sometimes it's a problem. But now, that was the first element on his list. Was, you can't drink with an Achrim even if there's no concern of Yayin Nesach. What was the next element on his list? Should be Sheikh Rakam, because he goes on to a Sheikh Rakam. But he didn't have Sheikh Rakam on his list. The next item on the table of Kansas Lachates was Pas and Bishal. But that he only gets to in Lachid Beis. Meaning all of Halachas Yud Yud Aleph are drinking with the Nachram, even if it's not Yayin Nesach problem. You're not allowed to drink with Nachram. So what I would suggest is the reason why the Ram didn't list Sheikh separately is he sees Sheikh Rakam as part of that. There's an issue of drinking with Nachram. It comes in two flavors. Number one, you can't be in their mesiba, and you can't drink bevesam, even when there's not a yayin akum problem. It doesn't sound like it's iser sheikhar. It's drinking. Drinking with a goyish party, drinking in a goyish home. You're not allowed to drink with a guy. Period. It has nothing to do with yayin. In which case, it's not really about sheikhar. It's incredibly difficult to say that the Rambam would accept the French approach, the Dafka Sheikher as opposed to Med. He didn't talk about any particular drink. The point, you can't drink with Goyim. You can't drink in a Goyisha house. You can't drink with Goyim in a primarily Goyisha group, even if you're on a neutral territory. You can't drink with Goyim or in a Goyisha space. You can't drink in a Goyisha space, regardless of what it is. And by the way, I'll prove to you weiter. He had said tamar obtained vikayotzman or other things. He'd been loose about what the beer is made of, and it's true that halach yid aleph he said yain tapuch yain rimonim vikayotzman mutter, but he explained why. Davar she'en ol matzui lo gazru alav. If it's a davar she'en ol matzui, milsa shichla gazru aban. Who drinks apple cider? That was a rarity. So yeah, unusual drink. By the way, he says gazru, not just a minute. He's actually coming down hard. Rambam is coming down much harder than the Ramban and the Rajba. It's an old minig. No, Mamashadin. Mamashakseira. But only in Mosad Shchicha. By the way, look at Shulchan Aruch. Halacha Sif Yisif Gimel. Quotes, Yein Tapuch Yein Rimonim Kiyotz and Mutzul Ishtoso B'chol Makom. It's not a Sheikha Raka problem. Can you even drink it a base Hanachi? Why? The Davar She'eno Motzi Lo Gazra Olav. Yeah, because it... That's a davar she'en matzah. But any matzui drink would be problematic. So if anything, I would say we do have three shitos in terms of which drinks. The Rav Yah says dafka talmudic date beer. The Rabbeinu Baruch and the smag, the French Rishon Reis say all beer. And then the German Rosh and Arzarua say even non-beers. I would say the Rambam, if anything, Luchaora is aligned with the most Machmir approach, because he doesn't see it as any particular drink. It's more like a Isser Pu'ula. You're not supposed to drink in a non-Jewish context, which means not in a group that's mostly non-Jewish, nor even by yourself, but in a non-Jewish home. You don't drink in a non-Jewish context. Doesn't matter what you're drinking. Doesn't matter, Luchaora, what you're drinking.
It's all alcohol.
As a matter of fact,
He used the Rambam used the words yayin. If yeah. You're gonna think of it, and he didn't say a juice, apple juice. He says yayin.
Good. There's more to say about this, but yes. Let's take a look at Shulchan Aruch. Let's say I move to Shulchan Aruch. Let's see how this plays out. What people are actually going to talk about? No, I don't know for sure what the dvash was. That's the truth. Mashke shel dvash. I'm assuming it's med. Is it alcoholic? Or maybe we should do some historical research and find out in 14th century Germany what type of honey beverages were they drinking? Were they fermented or not? It's probably determinable data. Let's take a look at Shulchan Aruch. Kol sheicher shel akum. Now we're going to appreciate. Now we're going to line up all the issues together. Now we're in a place to appreciate. Kol sheicher shel akum, echad sheicher shel tamarim, o shel teinim, o shel saorim, o shel tavua, o shel dvash, aser mishum chasnus. So the Shulchan Aruch just said very clearly, like which shita, the third shita, right? The most machmir Russian are zerua. Not only did he reject the ravya by throwing in the barley, he rejected the Rebbeinu Baruch and the Smag by throwing in the Dvash. But then he goes on to say, only b'makom mechiraso, as we saw last time, you bring in lebeiso, shoseir, shamutar, ikar, gzeir, shamisatso, and also only when you're kavua. K'derek sh'adam kaveh, but she'imam, we're sitting down to drink. If you're bebeiso akum, but it's a chap shlap, derek harari b'akroi, mutar. Or it says, if you live in the Nachri's lodging overnight, so that's called beiso. So you can buy non-Jewish beer and bring it to your non-Jewish hotel room because temporarily this is beis. The Rama says Yesh Matirim B'Shecher Shel Dvash U'Tavua Echei Nogin LaHakol B'Nino Zeilu. He says some are Matir by Shecher Shel Dvash and even Tavua. Here the Rama, by the way, is saying explicitly what Pshat in the Rav Yod. Remember, the Rav Yod never had said explicitly Shecher Shalanu. What do you mean Shecher Shalanu? Here the Rav Yod is saying explicitly. That means barley beer is mutter. And they tell you, it's the Ravya, and others are quote the Ravya. And the Vilna Gaon gives the whole background that we already saw in the Rishonim. And then yin tapuchim, mutter because davar she'en amotzi. The achronim tend to assume that we do not, despite the fact, take a look, let's say the Beir Hagra, Oschas. Tavua. Tavash, Mela. Tavua. By the Gran Oschas. He says, King Kasa of Mordechai, B'Shem Raviyah, B'Shem Sefer Yashu, we saw that. Kasa of Bezos of Daito, Deinasa, Elke Ein Sheikh Shalahem, Tamarin, Aval Kala Post and Choknalze. And the Rambam disagrees, and the Rush disagrees. Ay, Kasa Rambam, Yein Tapuch is Mutter, Mipnei Shein Amatsu, Yez Shalah, Rez Zim Gimel. And that's how the Poskim tend to largely ignore this Ramah. Maybe if your mom is stuck, usually again, mom is stuck, you have the coolest that the Shulchan Aruch quoted from Tosfos. Yeah, your mom is stuck and you're on the right. Okay, so you'll figure out how you make sure it's not bebeiso shel nachri. The order to your hotel room, stuck. Yeah, I mean, if the water in the area, you're not sure that the water is drinkable, so the only safe drink is beer. Okay. Then you have the question that the Pesachei Tshuva begins to raise. Well,
is there alcohol? Like, is the raw, is the Vilna Gaon still saying that it's alcohol?
So I should tell you that I know of a very, very chashuv Talmid Chacham who on his second date with a woman who would become his wife. So they were at a hotel, so they took a walk in the morning after breakfast to the nearby little town, and they found a grocery store, and he bought the two of them Cokes, bought Cokes for the two of them, and they drank them outside. And she didn't mind. He told me he had gone out with a different young woman who said she wanted to go to a cafe. He said, we could buy coffee. We'll buy coffee, but we'll drink it outside. So I was explaining, going to cafe, Sheikh Akram, the previous girl he had dated, she didn't take it well. And they did not get married. The woman who he ultimately married, she explained, you know, we'll buy Cokes here, we'll drink them outside because they're considered Sheikh Akram, and she was fine with that. That's not the only reason why they got married, but that was the fact that she was comfortable with this sort of diktuk bahalacha was significant. Yet where does that come from? Where does that come from? So where that comes from, this question of what other drinks could there be? So historically speaking, coffee and chocolate appear over the last couple of centuries. So you look at the Pesach Tshuva, Sif Katan Gimel. No. Pesach Tshuva, Sif Katan Aleph. Ayin Bar Heitav the Ma'arit. Mishai Mekel B'Sheicher. Who, if you're Mekel on Sheicher, you go like the Ramah, who are in the Motelishos Kaveh? Kuf Aleph Vav Vav Yud. If you hold like the Ramah, okay. So if barley beer is mutter, then coffee is also mutter. Wow. If barley beer is usher and med is usher, so then coffee might be usher too. Wow. That's based on the Pri Chadash. Who medivrei Pri Chadash? Pri Chadash raises this. Pri Chadash, rather early Achronim. There are bits and pieces of the Pri Chadash printed here. You see on the side in the margins. Every once in a while, you get lucky, get a little bit of Pri Chadash on the side. But it's a piece of a much larger sefer. Pri Chadash is worried about it. Then he says, no, there are others who disagree. Pardon the Iris, I don't know if it's Zikeni. It's the great-grandfather of Pesach Tshuva wrote the Pardon the Iris. He said it's fine. After Sheikh Alai Ikra Tamashim Tatfu Betela, Sheikh Hashem Alai Oshach Olachim Tatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatat Well, mezamni alayu, but kaveh, he says, oh, he's saying, watch what he does. I'm sorry, Paimir says, even if you're makel on beer, that's because, as we had seen, right? We saw the Rashba already wrote, beer is not as chomer because it's not socially significant. Lecha kriva daita, but kaveh einenu ro'os sha'ol al shulchan malachim u'mezamne alayhu. Wow. Says, maybe you should more machmer on coffee than on beer. Coffee is a classier drink. Right? Coffee is a classier drink. It's, you know, we'll have, you would have a business meeting over coffee. Have a business meeting over beer is maybe after work, a little too gay, a little too comfortable with colleagues. If you're not going to meet a potential client, if you're trying to meet a potential client in a classy setting, it's not going to be over beers. It might be over coffee. Or, what else does he call it? It's fascinating to see this in transliteration. V'chein royal bal nefesh olishtos kavi, o, tes yud yud alef is, tea.
Tea.
Yeah.
Queen's tea.
That's right. Yeah, very classy. Right. But then he says, ayin sheles yavet.
Is he saying because of Sheikha Akum or because of Bishop Akum?
L'chor Sheikh Rakim, the water is nechak moshuchai.
But the coffee itself.
Coffee beans are not. Yeah, but l'chor, I think it's being quoted here because of the concern. But they talk about both. They do talk about both. So let's say you look at the Pri Chadosh itself. We have a piece of the Pri Chadosh here. It says Yesh Matirim Sheikh Shal Dvash Shetvula. The Ramah Pri Chadosh is not happy. No one ever said explicitly that Sheikh Hashatav was mutter. The Mordechai quote from Avi Ezri that, oh, I'm sorry, I got cut off here. Mordechai quotes Avi Ezri, Mike, I only have one page. It says, is it even clear that anyone ever is not, Prichash gets upset at the Ramah? It's so clear that even the Rav Yoh thought that the barley beer was mutter. And then he goes on to say, how about the coffee? How about the jekatila? The chocolate. We think of chocolate primarily as a food. But if you go to Hershey Town, they tell you that chocolate was a drink for centuries, even in Europe. It was a drink for several centuries before someone figured out how to make it into a solid food. And it was not originally, like we think of like hot, like chocolate milk for kids. Chocolate was originally a tart drink. The sweetness came later. It used to be like a, it was like drinking British tea, Yorkshire tea, or drinking coffee. It was a bitter drink.
Espresso.
Yes. It was a grown-up drink initially. It was not dessert. And you look at the Yad Ephraim on the bottom. He also says, Ayin Yavetz, Shtiyas Kaveh. Well, if it's Derech Haroi, maybe it's Mutter. Now, some of the Achronim do make the point that you made. Well, on the other hand, coffee is not alcoholic, and the chocolate milk is not alcoholic. Milk also was later addition. Chocolate drink was not alcoholic, and the tea is not alcoholic. The Chachmas Adam is interesting. Chachmas Adam says, Chachmas Adam says that he thinks, strictly speaking, it is mutter. Strictly speaking, coffee is not shecher. That's not shecher. But, so the lemaisa, look what goes on in the cafes. Fascinating, Chachmas Adam. He lived in late 1700s, maybe early 1800s in Vilna. Look what happens in the cafes. Number one, it says, number one, sometimes they serve with milk. Chal vakum. Gewalt. He says, you forget about the milk. He says, you look what happens with people go to cafes and they end up in bad places. So he says, even if it's not technically usher, the spirit of the law would dictate that you should avoid. Now, okay, so that depends on what you're doing in a cafe. Right? If you're going to a cafe and hanging out with random people, right, so he's saying that's what the first piece of the Rambam, to go drink b'mesibah shel nachrim, is a bad idea and probably nesed rabbanim. To drink anything, whether one should drink socially significant drinks. So we have, I guess you could say, four shitos in terms of, and this is where we end. Four shitos in terms of which drinks are included in Sheikh Rakam. The narrowest position is what the Ramah quotes. And again, the Pri-Chash wasn't happy, but that seems to be Ramah and Beis Yosef understood that's the position of the Ravya, that Sheikh Rakam was only date beer. And Erica made an interesting suggestion. Either it's because, well, that's what Chazal had, so they only asked what they had. Or, as Eric suggested, if you say like the Raivid, that Sheikhar's Aser Mishum Yain, says Sheikhar Tamar is fruity, it's more like wine. Then you have this second position, which is the French position, I mean, Ubarach and the Tzmag, that all beer, but only beer, is Aser. Then you have the third position, which is the German position, the Orzarua and the Rush, and I would suggest to the Rambam as well, let's see if the Rambam fits in, that it's all drinks. And then the question is 3A, 3B. If you're going beyond Sheikhar, so what does all drinks mean? Does all drinks mean all alcoholic drinks, or all drinks means all socially significant drinks? I could drink water anywhere, but Perrier, but there certainly is a group of Achronim who see coffee, tea, chocolate as a formal concern of Sheikh Rakam. And there are other Achronim who say no, it's not a formal concern. That's not formally Sheikh Rakam. If hanging out in a cafe is be bad for your neshama, then don't do it. But it's not per se usher. We should stress if one's going to be machmir, there are Achronim who are make. Contemporary poskim, they're definitely playing contemporary poskim who are makel on drinking kosher coffee in a non-Jewish coffee house, and there are contemporary achronim who are machmer. I should note that a Jewish-owned coffee house is not a problem. So you have Lazy Bean is the holiday is fine because that's the Beis Yisrael. That's a Jewish. It's not Sheikh Rakam. That's Sheikh Yisrael. Right, that's also true. So but that's Sheikhar Yisrael. I'm allowed to go to a Jew's home and drink with the Jew. Again, not to get drunk, but to drink non-Jew coffee from a non-Jew in a non-Jew again, and to take it to go is a vadim, assuming the ingredients are kosher. Take it to go is even a real Sheikhar. Taking to go is not a problem Sheikhar Akam. But to drink coffee in a non-Jewish coffee house.
Even the kosher Dunkin' Donuts would be a problem then.
Yeah.
Because even though those are mashkiach, it's owned by
Guy. Yeah, so I thought that the kosher Dunkin' Donuts is not a problem. You're right, that's owned by an Achri. I thought that's not a problem because that's not, I think that even the postman would think it's a problem when it's a place meant for shtia. I think even the postman are machmir on coffee and tea are makel in a restaurant. I think they're machmir in a place that's primarily a cafe. Maybe that's a shy. See, I think of Dunkin' Donuts as primarily a place where people go to eat. Now, some might disagree. Some might say, no, what do you mean?
Well, why does it make a difference? So what would you say a Starbucks is then now? I mean, it's definitely not, it's like a place where people like go and bring their computers and do work.
Right, but I don't think go to Dunkin' Donuts. No one is sitting with extensively with drinks. That's my impression. I could be wrong, but that's my impression. People don't go to Dunkin' Donuts to sit and drink. People either go to Dunkin' Donuts, grab a drink, and get their coffee and go, or they sit and eat a sandwich.
Why does it make a difference?
Because I think that's what Post can understand. Beis Ha'akum either means like a private his own private home, or but that's the language they have, a place that's meant for shtia. Going to a bar, going to a pub, or as the coffee equivalent of a bar or a pub is a cafe. So Starbucks is a place, again, I may be wrong, but my sense is Starbucks is a place where people go to drink. I mean, sometimes you get food also, but it's a place where people will sit and drink, and sometimes drink coffee for 2 hours, right? You'll buy a drink with your laptop or with your book, and buy another drink, and buy another. People go to drink. How many people go, and people will go out to the Starbucks, will go grab coffee. Maybe we'll get something, maybe not. We'll just go for coffee. How many people go for coffee? You have a coffee meeting in a Dunkin' Donuts? I don't think so. Either you get coffee to go, or you sit down for breakfast or lunch. You take the kids for donuts and bagels. That's my impression.
Is more talking going on if you're just drinking and just eating?
I think that's why there's more of a kriva daite, to sit and drink, maybe, or to sit and eat a food which is a shlakas, which is b'shalakim. Again, what they're serving in Dunkin' Donuts is not the b'shalakim. But that's my sense is that even the machmirim would say, in other words, you can't drink in a Nachri's private home, and you can't drink in a public house, as they call it, a public house that's miyuchad for shtia.
The restaurant, a beer restaurant, to have a beer there's no conscious issues with.
I believe that we could look into this. I believe that restaurants under valid hashgachas will serve beer that's not Jewish produced.
No, what I'm saying, non-Jewish
produce.
Right. So how are they serving the Sheikher? Sheikher Akum. So if it's a Jewish-owned restaurant, so that's Beis Yisrael. If you have a reliable hashgacha on a non-Jewish-owned restaurant.
It's Rav
Yehuda. Yeah, but they're serving Sheikher with Beis Ha'akum. I think the answer is Beis Ha'akum means either his private home or a place in Yuchel Shtia. But to go to a bar or a pub and drink beer, even if it's kosher beer, that's straight. That's Sheikher Akum. Sheikher Akum is Beis Ha'akum. But I believe the postum assumed that if it's a restaurant, it's not his private home, and it's not a place meant for drinking.
What do you do at a baseball game? Would that be considered a place that, because it's you're taking it away from the stand, from the place where you bought the beer.
You're saying the whole stadium is a place.
You rented your seat.
For a wide variety of reasons, I think one should avoid drinking beer at a baseball game. Okay, there is more to say. We'll mention next time. I want to go on to
stand, it's okay.
Yeah, to Siv Beis is going to get into the special exception that Gemara you had mentioned we skipped. A special exception is sometimes we're super machmor and sheicher, and the question of other ingredients. Tosfos Torah Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, the next Siv in Dalet that will get us into the sherry cask conversation. So Mitzvah in the next couple of days will put in another set of Maromokomos. That will take us into that conversation.